Is No More Heroes 3 worth our time? We're about to find out. Welcome everyone to episode 168 of 1 Hour, 1 Decision, 181D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, well, Tom, is third time the charm?
I don't know. It's the first time for us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, Game Pass, for giving us another sequel to a series in No More Heroes 3, developed by Grasshopper Manufacturer Incorporated. This game came out in August 2021 on the Switch, and then almost, well, a year and so later in October 2022 to PS4, PS5, Xbox, all the Xboxes, and PC. So there's that. And I play this on the PC. 24 gigabytes on the PC. Tom, what about you?
Hey now, we got savings on the consoles here. 21.20 gigabytes on the Xbox Series S.
Nice. Nice. That's good. And what kind of game is this?
I put third-person action brawler.
That was the verb or adjective that I needed in this, because I just put third-person action game. But
yeah,
right.
There are plenty of third-person action games, but none that are quite so beat-em-uppy.
Yes.
Not none, but, you know, not all of them are.
Yeah. Third-person brawler it is, and what is that game loop?
Well, you may not be surprised to learn that you hack and slash your way through a bunch of minions to accrue enough wealth so that you can challenge bosses.
Huh.
And then you rinse, repeat.
Not realize that was the case here, but I put kick some alien butt until you get to the big alien butt that you will kick.
Yes. The gated doorways, from my understanding, are gated based on your current financial status.
Felt like that's how the first game was. I didn't realize that this was how it was. I heard a lot about No More Heroes when it first came out on the Wii because it was so different from all the games that were coming out for the Wii. So it was just such a ridiculous premise. I was like, huh, this is kind of cool. I never had a Nintendo Wii, so I never got it. So This is my first foray into this crazy universe of No More Heroes. And let's get into what this is. What did you like about this game?
I'm going to jump around my list here, but yeah. The game is self-aware about how dumb it is. it breaks the fourth wall. It knows that it's this ridiculous thing. It has Super Sentai style transformations. Yep. It calls it full armor mode, but you know what it is,
right?
Guy's turning into a Kamen Rider or, you know, a Power Ranger.
Yep.
The
Gundam at some points too.
Sure. Like, the presentation is just so, like, weird.
Yeah.
And it starts in this kind of like retro absurd way.
Yeah.
Where like it's all pixels and stuff like that. And then you play as Death Man in the intro. Yeah. In like a traditional 2D side scrolling beat 'em up. Yeah. It's just so zany.
Yeah, it is. And I agree. I wonder what that initial game design playbook was and how much it smelled of drugs and paraphernalia of some sort.
Wouldn't it be cool if?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They just threw anything and everything at this game. I mean, it has like definitely a lot of pop culture references and stuff like that. You know, I think it even a little bit of, because I take it back. I don't know why I thought there was these like former Capcom people. I forget now. But the point is that this game just like hit on all these different things that they were like, yes, throw it in there. And it's like, okay, cool. But at the same time, this game just oozes style. This is another game that was just so damn stylish. It did all those things in such a way that they had moments to breathe in their zany way. And this was punch in the face for sure with everything. So I was really surprised at how I had no expectations going into this, and I was like, what is this? It kept me glued to my seat, I'll tell you that much. So what else you got here?
You mentioned a little bit the references, right? There's a segment where it's very clearly a nod to Aliens, where there are all these eggs, and it's like, oh, there's something's going to hatch out of those, right? And that was really funny. And then you have like the main character, Travis Touchdown. Is that his
name? Travis Touchdown, that's his name.
Oh my goodness. And he's carries around a beam sword. I mean, it's a lightsaber. Let's call a spade a spade, right?
Yeah.
It's and somehow they get away with it, right? Like
well, it has a little stick that the light it holds onto. So there's that. But there is the way that you have to charge up the beam. I remember when the first game came out, there was some ridiculousness with it, the way he positioned how he charged the beam in the first game. I don't think he does it as much here, but yeah.
No, he just kind of hunches over and like shakes.
Yeah, you can use your imagination to how that looks, but yeah, that's basically what happened. This game is just so, like, the gameplay is just so frantic. It is like you said, it is a brawler, but like just the stuff that gets thrown on the screen, the effects, that the particle effects and everything that happens while you're like beating the snot out of these things, it's just ridiculous. And then, like, in certain situations, maybe it's like the final minion or whatnot, where you have like this kill mode, and you have a quick time event that essentially kicks in at that point. And yeah, it's just over the top with everything. And I wrote this down because I was like, if Hi-Fi Rush was not influenced by this, and not in some way, if we were ever able to ask that question to the game director on that, and they say they didn't, they are flat out lying, because there's this game, it, like, you could see Hi-Fi Rush is like a PG version of this game, because of the way that even like the way that the game starts up, right? There's like you have that weird 2D game, and then it kind of switched to an anime kind of intro between these two characters, that then you find out that one of the characters, Fu, is this big baddie that you have to take, that you as Travis Touchdown have to take down. But it was like, and that, even that was a reference to what? E.T. And I was like, it's just layers upon layers of just pop culture references. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's definitely some Marvel in there with all like the superheroes, and what's popular on Earth right now? Superheroes? Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Exactly. So it's quite crazy. And I mean, the character designs I thought were quite interesting too. The bosses that you fight and such. So that was good. Good. What else did you get in here?
You touched on it a little bit, and I did want to bring it up, is that this series, we're playing the third game, came very much from the Wii generation. And I appreciate that they've kept, like, even though we're not using motion controls here, neither you nor I, not you on the PC, not me on the Xbox.
Right.
But there still is the events that you would do with motion controls. So like the strike from left to right, the strike up and down, the, you know, waggling the control stick up and down to simulate the motion that you would have to do with your, you know, Wii remote and your nunchuck in order to power up the sword. Like, I'm glad that all of that stuff lives on here.
Right.
Even though the Wii is a distant memory at this point.
Right. I'm kind of curious, because this game did come out on the PS4, PS5, and the Switch, actually, if they did actually add the motion controls on those particular systems. That'd be kind of curious, interesting to find out if they did add that. So, and the game had, like you said, there's a lot of cutscenes and stuff like that happened throughout the game, and pretty good voice acting, I would say, overall. And I had it on the English version of this game, so it was pretty good, pretty dang good. I don't know what you thought about that.
Some of them irked me a little bit. But I think it was probably more their potty mouths. But I, before we get into the things that I didn't like, because I do have quite a few of those, I want to say, I think the tutorial taught the controls and mechanics in a fun way.
Right.
And, you know, it was useful. There's a lot to teach you, you know, at times, but it does it in kind of a funny, because it's voice acted and all that. Like, I appreciated that. So,
yeah. Cool. So shall we get into those dislikes there, Tom?
Yeah. You know, we can call it a pro, but I can call it a con. Like, this game can't decide what it wants to be.
Okay. And,
like, I would like some stability from my experience. Like, the visual style is all over the damn place. Like, it starts off and it looks like it's going to be like a 2D retro game.
Yeah.
But then it turns into an anime movie. Yeah. And then it switches again, and then it's like this realistic action game. So it's like, what are you? Like, what do you want to be?
And I don't know if you got this far, but when you fight the first boss, it also becomes like a bullet hell also. So there's that too.
It's just,
it's crazy.
It's all crazy. Over the damn place. Yeah. I guess this goes kind of hand in hand with that, which is that like, before you like start the game, like, yep. you know, get to the initial, like, oh, you're playing No More Heroes 3 here. There's like 10 minutes of like exposition and like flipping between these various visual styles and things right. like that. Like there's like this major dump of exposition before yep. the game starts.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, coming in as the third game in the franchise, I was still lost.
I agree.
You would think that if it's going to take all that time to get you up to speed, you would be up to speed by the end of it. But yeah. it spends like that time mostly introducing the villain.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I guess they just go, well, if you're playing the third one, you probably played the first two, didn't you?
Right.
No, we didn't.
No, we did not. Not in this case, Grasshopper. But yeah, I agree with you. There was like, especially since the, you know, if you look, even if you just look at the cover art, and I'm again vaguely familiar with the series, at least the first one, the fact that, you know, the character has kind of like this coiffed of hair, very Elvis looking. And then like when this guy who's in like a neck brace and like, you know, 5 o'clock shadow or whatever you want to call it is supposed to be Travis Touchdown. I was like, really? That's him? Like, that's weird. Like it totally threw me off. And I was taken aback a little bit. I was like, okay, well, what happened? And they kind of didn't really explain that either. They just kind of like went to this villain, and like you said, you're learning about him, but not really where what happened to Travis during this whole. If there was a lot of was there between 2 and 3, I don't know. But yeah, and then yeah, like I agree. Like, there's just a lot of cutscenes that happen, a lot of things, a lot of crude jokes in this game. Mm. So this is not a game that you want to be playing in front of your kids. You got that? Because it will make them clutch their pearls or their nearest toy. I don't know, but
or parrot the things that are being said on the screen, and you would not want that as a parent.
You're gonna have to
explain lots of things to lots of people.
Yeah, I mean, like the save system. What do? You go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom. You take a dump. That's how you. I mean, I guess it's a accurate way of like you understanding how a save system works. You're dumping some files to locations.
I didn't even catch that pun.
I don't know. That's what I just thought there. But yeah, that was probably not something that you want your kids to see or not. Or, you know, hey, if that's how you raise your kids, you do you. But I'm not doing it. I will also say this is a game that was kind of, I was annoyed that the fact that the difficulty setting is locked at the beginning.
Yeah.
You're just like, they're like, are you want to pick this? Okay. And they had some nice, they had some cool names, you know, with the difficulties and stuff like that. But it was like, you're locked in. You can't change it on the fly. So it's definitely like an old school way of doing
it. Yeah.
But I guess I kind of appreciate that I got that warning that you can't change the setting.
Yeah. It's all about setting expectations. The problem is that this game isn't sure what it wants to set. Yeah. I mean, I guess it was clear about that, but right, it's not clear right. about a lot of other things.
Sure. What else you got here about your laundry list? It
seems? Okay. Well, speaking of things that were unclear,
yeah.
I died a lot fighting one of the bosses because okay. I couldn't find how, like, the health items. Mm. I had bought them.
Yeah.
I had them in my inventory, but I'm pressing pause looking for an inventory screen. There isn't one. I'm pressing pause looking for a controller map, like, oh, and it's not there.
Really?
There's no way to view the controls in the options. And I'm getting progressively more frustrated because I have to keep replaying this. I can't reduce the difficulty setting to make it easy to solve it. And so I was pretty frustrated about that. Fortunately, at some point I just broke down and went on the internet and Googled how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, then obviously I was able to beat the boss because I stopped taking. I had the resources to defeat him. I had them the whole time. I just couldn't access them.
Yeah. Yeah. The D-pad and all that, all this glory.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like you have to go like sideways on the D-pad, highlight, get to the item there, and then you press up on the D-pad to eat it. But okay.
Like, yeah.
it would have been, even if the tutorial was just like, I don't know, the third time I died, it could have gone like, hey, maybe you should be using those, you know, five health items that you have. Yeah. Or when you're like critically low and I've never healed before, remember game, I haven't healed yet. You go, hey, this is how you heal. You probably want to do that now, right? And take that moment to teach me. Pause the game, like freeze the game and go, this is how you use your health items right now. You just need to teach me one time and then I'll know.
There you go.
But you know what happens is sometimes, Chris, this game is so chaotic. Yeah. There's so much stuff going on at once. Like there is a point where like you're in the tutorial. The tutorial is happening like it's not pausing combat like I would say would be good. No, combat's happening. Like the characters in the background, they're there and they're ready to kick your butt.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you have like dialogue cutscene happening. So I was getting like bombarded by all of these stimuli. And I'm just like, you need to give me like one of these things at one at a time. Like I found it pretty overwhelming where I was just like, I'm not having fun right now. Like you got to slow this down.
Yeah, that's surprising. I don't remember that happening, but that's unfortunate.
Yeah, literally there was a cutscene happening at not like a cutscene, but like character dialogue occurring.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that's like plot exposition is occurring at the same time I'm in combat, at the same time like the tutorial is up trying to teach me a move. And I'm just like, like this is too much.
Yeah. And they have the tutorial again, where it's just like pretty wordy with their tutorials because they pause kind of like this text box kind of pops up with some cute little drawing. Maybe of the game director, maybe that's who that is. But and then they kind of tell you, oh, this is how you do it. Like what I appreciated about like Hi-Fi Rush, which maybe this is what Hi-Fi Rush feels a bit better for me, is they had that wall of text, but they also had a video showing you how this will look if you do said action.
I always appreciated that in Fallen Order, like in the Jedi series, they do that like before you purchase an upgrade, it kind of shows you what the like a little movie of what the upgrade does. So you're like, oh yeah, that move looks cool. I want that.
The combat, like I said, it is all over the place. The thing is, this game does have like a dodge system where it kind of slows down time if you time it correctly, the perfect dodge. I don't know, there's something about it that just felt a little off for me. I don't know if the timing felt a little off for me, but it didn't feel as satisfying other parry / perfect dodge systems. So that was kind of disappointing playing it, maybe it gets. But cool. Any other dislikes here, or shall we?
The last little thing I have here is kind of a, it's not necessarily specific to this game, but kind of applies to the whole genre, which is this game is repetitive. All beat 'em up games are, right? Like you beat up this guy, then you beat up another one of these guys that looks exactly like the guy that you just beat up. Right. And then you beat up six more of those same guys on your way to beating up, you know, some bigger guy. At least here, when you do get to those bigger guy, that those boss battles are interesting and have different mechanics. Definitely. But it is a lot of just, you know, smashing A or smashing X or whatever you want to.
What, how many bosses did you fight?
It's just the one because I was stuck there for a while.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, cool. So other thoughts here, other things to point out. This game says, how long to beat says this game takes about 12 hours. So fairly, I mean, it feels like a weekend game for sure. So that's good. And this game is xCloud capable, but not cross-cloud or cross-save compatible. Meaning since I started this on PC, my save is not going to be available on my Xbox or xCloud. Unfortunately.
Less good. Not less good.
What do you got there, Tom?
Okay. So even though this is numbered No More Heroes 3, it is actually the fourth installment in the franchise. It is set 11 years after the events of No More Heroes 2. So there's the answer to that question. So if you've been, if you're a series regular, right, that's some good information for you. The creator director of this game was brought back to work on No More Heroes after getting his hands on a Switch. because, again, of the return to motion controls. Mm-hmm. So obviously inspired originally by the Wii and the motion controls, and was like, oh, I can make something interesting here.
Sure.
Then brought back here again because the Switch enabled him to go back to doing those sorts of things again. The game was built using Unreal Engine 4, and the director says that this is the end for Travis Touchdown. So he's not looking to make any more of them. There's a licensing issue at play with it. Who knows? Maybe 20 years from now, he'll sing a different song, right? If some new piece of technology comes out that entices him to come back. But
right.
He says that's it. So that's good to know, right?
Yeah.
Because if this game's 14 hours, you could conceivably play the whole series in the time it would take you to play a normal RPG.
Right. So it's pretty impressive. And I did want to, now you say that, and of course now I say that it was released on the Switch initially, on his hand is what looks like a little Switch as well that he puts, plays around with, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like a little power glove, reference.
There you go. And the one, I forgot about this. And actually, as you were talking about it being No More Heroes 3 and stuff like that, during a lot of the, I don't know if it's a loading screen or whatnot, they kept splashing No More Heroes 3 in the, during that gameplay or during those little pauses. And I'm like, okay, I got it. I know what game I'm playing. I know it's No More Heroes 3, but it kept throwing up there. So that was a little annoying as well. But now we need to find out what we're doing with this game, though, Tom. Are we keeping this on our respective hard drives, or like Suda 51 or Suda indicating that this is the end of Travis Touchdown?
So I had a really tough time with that first boss because I couldn't figure out how to heal. And I was getting pretty frustrated. But stubbornly, I expected the game to resolve that for me because I think it should.
Yeah.
I want to give this game another hour. But I also think I should go back and play, start at No More Heroes 1.
Yeah.
If I'm not invested in Travis Touchdown as a character, and I understand why, because this game isn't about introducing Travis Touchdown. He's existed for three previous games.
Right.
I'm more invested in the villain and his alien sidekick because that's who I got introduced to.
Right.
So anyway, I might dust off the Wii and try the first game and see how I feel about that.
Nice. All right.
Start from the beginning.
There you go. Here we go. What's that little trope that say, you might be seeing me here, but let's go back to the beginning or whatever, that whole kind of trope or whatever. But yes, for me, this gave me vibes of Hi-Fi Rush, and that was probably one of my favorite games. And it almost, again, feels like this game is what got me into Hi-Fi Rush. Like just a crazy amount of stuff that was happening. Maybe I'm just someone that just likes a lot of shiny lights and stuff like that. So yes, I'm going to keep this game. I want to complete this game. I want to see what the hype is about the series. And maybe like you, I will go back and play the older games to see what was going on with them. And yeah, now I get a chance to try this out. I'm happy this is on Game Pass, at least for the time being. So there we go. So those are our thoughts about this game. Let us know what you think about this game. Follow us and say hello on Twitter at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check out our next streams on Twitch at twitch.tv/1H1D. And this is on YouTube, so you can send comments down below. Tell us that this Suda games are great, or the rest of the other games are not great. We'll try to comment about that. Or if we've got a bunch of other reviews that we've done here, so check those all out too. So 1H1D is part of that QTB network, and if you like any great gaming content, check it all out at quitthebuild.com/network. Now, Tom.
Yes, before we let these fine people go.
Yeah.
We need to inform them.
Do we inform them about what the next game is? So, surprise button, let us know what we're playing. Here we go. Okay. The Big Con.
Hey, it's not The Big Con 2, so I'm already on board.
Yes. We are starting from the beginning of this game series. Maybe it's a series or not. We'll find out. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this episode, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.